Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now, we were lucky enough, he is in high demand. We were lucky enough to get the author of the number one bestseller right now on Amazon. He is the author of Reasons to Vote for Democrats, Michael Knowles. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I was given your book. Heather brought your book in during the break, and I read it. And I have to tell you, I did.
You read it just now?
You know why? It is very engaging. It is. I want to know, what is the book about? Reasons to Vote for Democrats. How long did it take you to research these reasons?
Well, it took me a very, very long time to research, but mm-hmm. It probably took me about as long to write it as it took you to read it, because Reasons to Vote for Democrats is the most thorough and exhaustive treatise yet written on the reasons to vote for the oldest living political party in the United States.
And so should we let people in on the joke? The joke is that when you look at this book and you start to thumb through it, the reasons to vote for Democrats, well, it's a bunch of blank pages. Page after page
right.
after page with nothing on it. So it took a long time to research, but not very long to write.
May I congratulate you on one of the most epic events of trolling ever. This brings trolling to a whole new level. You should get some kind of an award because this is epic.
I will say my friend Andrew Clavin, who has a podcast, he told me that he'll have to have me on the show and give me a gigantic little troll doll as the award for 2017. I will say when I put this together, I thought it would be a funny joke. I think it's true. I actually do stand by the book and think that those are all the reasons to vote for Democrats. But I never expected it to reach number one on the worldwide Amazon bestseller list.
It's a bit of
a surprise even to me.
So what are you hearing from people who are buying the book? What are they doing with them?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, they're ordering about 10 at a time to give mostly to their left-wing relatives and friends and things like that. And I think, you know, the success of the book really does say something about our time right now, which is that, you know, particularly President Trump has taught us that a little bit of good humor and maybe a little bit of trolling is a very effective political tool. And, you know, in this time when the country is very divided politically, it's actually, I think, a fun little way to bring people together and rib each other and get talking. So I think that may be the reason why it sold so many copies.
So it sells for $7 a pop, and I understand it does have an extensive bibliography and a table of contents.
It does have chapters. Yeah, there's chapters.
But then all the blank pages, right?
That's right. It has all the blank pages, and it's always just so inspiring when academic and serious scholarly works like this can reach a mass audience. What a wonderful thing for the country.
have you been booked on CNN or any more conservative leaning programs at all, or did they just not get the joke?
Well, I think I've been on like every single Fox show ever, but CNN and MSNBC have not called.
Is that right?
I'm
a little upset about the content, but I do think you get the joke on about page three. So maybe it's just that on this book tour, the hosts simply haven't read the book yet.
I haven't gotten past page three.
I thought for sure
that's
this.
Right.
If you got to have. I love the idea because we've been talking about, you know, the vitriol has gotten so bad between the parties, and It's just gotten to the point of it being mean. You sometimes need a good laugh, and we've lost the ability to laugh at ourselves. And if this was a joke about, you know, why reasons to vote for Republicans, I still would laugh at it because I would think it's funny. A joke is a joke, and a funny joke is a funny joke, but we've lost the ability to laugh at ourselves.
I think that's exactly right, and I think, you know, it, laughing about politics, if you can't laugh about these times in politics, then you ought to get out of that business. I mean, these are at the very least, very funny times for politics. And on a serious note, I will say, during the 2016 campaign, one problem that the Democrats encountered is that they failed to offer a positive vision.
Right.
They ran against Donald Trump for all of the obvious reasons. But if a party doesn't offer a positive message, it's going to be very hard for them to unify people and to get votes. So I think the book probably resonates because it does say something about that, where that party is right now, even in 2017 as it rebuilds.
All right, so how many pages?
So the book is 266 pages.
And so when you decided to do this, did you have a hard time, you know, convincing somebody to actually go and print these up?
I will tell you, obviously, this scholarly work was not accepted by all of the university presses, so I decided to go ahead and publish it myself. And I think this is very well might be the best-selling book in the history of this self-publishing platform. You know?
Very quickly.
I'm amazed they're keeping up with demand.
Very quickly, was there an incident or something that made you, that gave you the idea to write this? Was there like an incident you said, I have to write this book? Did you start out seriously?
I was sitting around, and I was over at the Daily Wire. I was with my friends Ben Shapiro and Andrew Klavan, and it just sort of came to me. I thought it would be, it's an old gag. You know, the gag goes back to the 1880 presidential election, believe it or not. The Arthur Garfield ticket actually trolled their Democratic opponent with a similar empty book. And so I turned to Shapiro and I said, hey, I need you to blurb this really important book. I've just written it over the time that we've been talking here, and it's going to be 260 blank pages. So he said, fine, that sounds thorough. And within about an hour, we had it up on the self-publishing platform.
That's amazing.
Too funny.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us, and a great deal of fun there. Michael Knowles, author of the Amazon #1 bestseller, Reasons to Vote for Democrats.